Start out. When you meet someone new at work who seems very friendly, be cautious. Instead of taking their friendliness at face value, try a test. For instance, casually mention to a colleague that you work for Elizabeth and need a new computer. Pay attention to how they respond. Do they immediately promise to get you one right away, or do they say they're busy and can only do it next week? The way they react can reveal how much authority your supervisor has. It's wise not to latch onto a mentor too quickly. Nowadays, with frequent job changes, mentors may not stick around long enough to build a solid relationship with you. Today's workers switch jobs often, which means your mentor could leave before you even get to know them well. During times of change, stay alert. Everything can shift during a merger, acquisition, or any big change. Take advantage of these periods of change wisely. Just be careful not to share sensitive information with competitors or the media. It can harm your reputation. Manage daily tasks effectively for routine activities. Being on time matters. Not showing up promptly for meetings, forgetting to call in when you're sick, or neglecting to inform others about your travel plans will have consequences. Your colleagues will start to see you as unreliable because of your lateness and absences. Be selective in your actions. Not every opportunity is worth pursuing. Avoid unnecessary conflicts. Focus on battles that benefit your employer, not just yourself. If your goals don't align with the company's, think about finding a new job. Learning to effectively compliment others in the workplace is a valuable skill. It's about more than just flattery, it's about offering genuine, thoughtful praise where it matters most. Rather than mindlessly doling out generic compliments, focus on highlighting the specific strengths of your boss and colleagues. This targeted approach demonstrates your appreciation in a meaningful way. Understand workplace dynamics. Check your zipper. It's common for people to feel attraction at work. How you use your attractiveness is up to you. Using sex appeal to advance your career might seem effective initially, but it's a risky move. Affairs usually don't last and could cost you your job. When your friends struggle with impulsive actions, like having difficulty with zippers or other personal matters, it's best to let it slide. If their impulses seem out of control, especially in situations like starting sexual relationships, it's important to stay calm and avoid getting involved. Instead of complaining about it, it's often more effective to simply wait it out and try not to pay too much attention to it. Lying is sometimes necessary within certain workplace norms. Everyone uses lies in social situations to prevent conflicts and tension. It's a way to smooth things over. However, it's important to be cautious about what you lie about. For example, lying about numbers can lead to serious consequences, unlike lying about personal feelings, which might just help keep the peace. Money is important because it's what motivates most people to work. While some find satisfaction in their jobs, many are primarily focused on their paycheck. When it comes to asking for a raise, timing is crucial. It's best not to ask for a raise right after finishing a big project. Instead, it's wise to wait for a better moment. If your boss doesn't grant your request, they shouldn't be surprised if you decide to leave. Manage interpersonal interactions effectively. Always keep in mind that everyone has their motives. This is crucial when interacting with colleagues. Be cautious about believing gossip. Consider who is telling you and why they're sharing it. Ask yourself, what does this person stand to gain by telling me this? Address issues with longtime employees who resist change before they spread negativity throughout your organization. These individuals, nicknamed corporate cockroaches, are stalwarts who prioritize getting tasks done over office politics. They often oppose any form of change. Your options are clear: convert them to your vision, dismiss them from the team, or consider leaving yourself. The best approach is to strive hard to win them over to your side. Helping others is important, but it's smart to be selective. Assist those in need or facing bullying. They're likely to return the favor. Avoid trying to help everyone. Focus on those who truly need it. This way, your efforts will be effective and not wasted. Keep confidences, a guide to trust. When someone trusts you with information, hold on to it tight. Gossip spreads fast, but if a friend confides in you, keep it under wraps until you've heard it from at least three other people. This way, you protect your friend's trust and avoid spreading rumors. Always remember, respect the confidence others place in you. Conflict within offices is natural and even beneficial. It's necessary for a company's survival because it prevents complacency and wards off hostile takeovers. However, it's important not to overanalyze. Not everyone has hidden motives. People act based on their own reasons. Sometimes, a disagreement is just that, a disagreement. Treating your team with respect is crucial. They'll respond in kind. Administrative staff often hold significant influence when they get things done. If you mistreat them, it can backfire. Pay attention to colleagues who mistreat their staff. How someone treats their employees reveals their true character. Oh, you're in trouble. Make sure you cover yourself. This is essential. Blowing the whistle on an ethics violation at work might seem like the right thing to do, but it could hurt you instead. Your company might not appreciate you speaking up. It's smart to stay close to your friends and even closer to your enemies. Enemies are often more truthful than friends. They understand your weaknesses and won't hesitate to exploit them when needed. Be alert to small changes around you. Pay close attention during meetings. If you find yourself frequently interrupted, it might be a sign that your job is at risk. Observe others' body language. How do people react to you? Do they go out of their way to assist you, or do they always seem too occupied? The strategy of revenge. When seeking revenge, it's best not to be too obvious or aggressive. Slow, calculated actions often have a greater impact than a sudden, dramatic move. Revenge can be messy. Many people make the mistake of seeking revenge hastily as they leave a situation. If revenge turns into a big conflict, word will spread to potential employers who may avoid hiring you because of your actions. When you mess up, own it. Everyone slips up sometimes. Admitting your errors shows maturity. Blaming others just makes you look bad, especially since your boss likely already knows what happened. Offer and receive feedback graciously. Give compliments openly and address issues privately. If criticized publicly, respond with humility. When praised publicly, acknowledge and share the recognition. Always highlight the importance of teamwork. Leave in a classy way that leaves a lasting impression. Busy with places and people. Think of traveling as a challenging part of the job, even if it's not too bad. Unless your work involves frequent trips, adopt an attitude of someone's gotta do it. Travel with minimal luggage and avoid putting all your expenses on the company's tab. Drinking too much can make you act foolishly. Alcohol can bring out people's worst behavior. You might end up saying or doing things you'll regret later. Mixing alcohol, or drugs, with work is a bad idea. People take notice of your restroom habits, like who you go with and how often you go. Effective use of phone etiquette. Avoid using your phone to show off. Be mindful when leaving voicemails, as they can be shared like emails. While personal calls are normal, keep arguments with loved ones outside of the office. The dynamics of office politics have evolved in the digital age. In the past, keeping an eye on your surroundings was straightforward, but now, with the internet, there are no clear boundaries. It's crucial to be mindful of what you communicate through email because these messages can be saved, shared, and used against you. Treat email like written correspondence that can be used as evidence, so avoid leaving a digital trail. Understanding who you dine with at work is important. It can send a message about your relationships. Occasionally, invite your boss or others who are higher in rank for lunch, but do it in a way that lets them decline without feeling awkward. Also, invite your team members to lunch from time to time. They'll appreciate it, but try not to invite the same people repeatedly. Final announcement. In the business world, being too nice often means being seen as a pushover. Most successful CEOs are known for their tough, straightforward approach. They didn't reach the top by being overly kind. Skillfully showcasing your achievements can impress your boss. But be tactful, there's a fine line between confidence and arrogance. Never claim credit for others' ideas. It's not just dishonest, but you'll likely get caught eventually. Maintaining a neutral expression in professional interactions is crucial, especially during important discussions or office dynamics. Showing positive or negative cues can inadvertently reveal your thoughts to others. Skilled professionals often use noncommittal responses like really or phrases such as I hear you. That's an idea, or interesting, to remain ambiguous. Similarly, in politics and workplaces, responses like no comment or I'll get back to you on that are commonly employed to handle inquiries. By using a poker face and these noncommittal phrases, you can manage conversations without disclosing too much about your thoughts or intentions. Think for yourself. Don't just follow your CEO without thinking. If you believe they're about to make a big mistake, speak up. It's brave to take a stand. If you have evidence to support your concerns, you could save the company a lot of money. You're not in the military. It's important to follow directions, but blindly obeying without questioning can be risky. What you wear matters. Your clothes can say a lot without you even speaking. Follow the example of those in charge. If everyone in your office wears suits, you should too. If the CEO prefers jeans and t-shirts, then that's your cue. Dress according to where you stand in the company hierarchy. The key is to fit in without losing your individuality. Keep accessories simple and understated. In life, size matters, especially when it comes to how people see you. While you can't change your height, your posture and weight are within your control. Being tall is generally seen as an advantage, but being overweight is often viewed negatively. Unfortunately, overweight individuals may be unfairly judged as lazy or lacking self-discipline, even if that's not the case. Polite compliments for appearance. To compliment a man, you can ask if he's been working out. For a woman, a nice compliment might be asking if she's lost weight. To fit in at work, learn the language everyone else uses even if it's not your thing. If your company talks in industry jargon, pick it up. If sports dominate conversations, at least know the basics. For instance, March Madness isn't about sales. If your colleagues are ex-Marines, get familiar with their lingo. You might not care about these topics, but pretending can help you get ahead. Key points. 1. Be cautious of workplace dynamics. Test new acquaintances' responses to gauge authority levels subtly. 2. Prioritize managing tasks effectively and being punctual to establish reliability and professionalism. 3. Understand office politics and workplace trust, hold confidences, discern motives, and address change resistance tactfully. 4. Approach conflicts with humility and seek revenge discreetly to avoid detrimental fallout. 5. Maintain professionalism in social interactions and phone etiquette. 6. Adapt to workplace norms like dress code and language to fit in while retaining individuality. 7. Think critically, challenge authority when necessary, and stay aware of how others perceive you.